Hi people, welcome to Think It Ain't Illegal Yet. This is Ian here. It's been a minute. Happy New Year to you people. This is like the first episode of 2021. I intend to make them quick, so expect a few more episodes coming in the next few weeks. So what brought me back was this whole Naomi Campbell being the ambassador for Magical Kenya, and I've seen people are bashing this issue online. So I'm going to do an interview with someone later on, but for right now I just wanted to share my two cents on it, because I checked and like Naomi has been famous for as long as I've been alive. Like, she's been famous since she was like 16. She's been building up her own brand for the past like 30-40 years. I think she's 50 now, so she's like been doing this, and she simply offered and we accepted. Now granted, we don't really have a big budget for Magical Kenya. Like, I'm always seeing some other countries advertise on CNN and stuff, South Africa, Japan, and I've always wondered how comes I've never seen a Kenyan ad. And I know the costs are astronomical, so we have to find other avenues to get our message out there. So I used the case of Rwanda. They used Arsenal, and right now every Arsenal fan worldwide is walking around with a t-shirt, a shirt, a top that has Visit Rwanda on the sleeve. And it means there's some guy in Russia, there's some guy in Uzbekistan, there's some guy in Fiji who's walking around in a jersey written Visit Rwanda. And curiosity means that at some point somebody's going to read that and be like, where is this Rwanda? And they're going to go online and they're going to search and they're going to see where Rwanda is, and they're going to see they have gorillas and they have beautiful things. I've never been, so I don't know. I just seen it online, but they're going to see how beautiful Rwanda is, and then they're going to maybe 30% are going to convert that into a curiosity, into an actual visit. And that's just Arsenal, and Arsenal is a huge brand, but they were really just pegging all that on the sports fans, because I'm really not expecting a basketball fan to be wearing an Arsenal jersey. Now in Kenya we had Kipchoge, like Super Kipchoge. He was our ambassador last time, and granted, Kipchoge got us guys who came in, and because of the no human is limited fit, sub 2 hours, you know, he did us, he, like, we're proud of him and everything, but he is also limited in terms of his reach is limited in terms of the kind of people he can bring to Kenya. So we got visitors coming over to Iten, to Eldoret, you know, those guys who are sports tourists. And the biggest industry that took a hit in 2020 is the service industry because of COVID. So we kind of need an ambassador who's going to bring those guys who are coming to spend money, and they're going to come to these destinations, this in Masai Mara, to Naivasha, to Nakuru, to Kisumu, to Nanyuki. You know, the guys are going to come to these places, these beautiful places, come to the beaches and just sit there and spend money. You know, take pictures, advertise Kenya. So the issue people have is, why Naomi? So like I said, she's a big brand. She is controversial, so she's always in the news. She's always on social. People are talking about her all the time. And Naomi has a very massive reach, and well, it's not as big as Lupita's, granted, but she has over 750,000 Twitter followers, and she has like 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. Now, are there people with bigger reach? Yes, but how many of them are offering? How many of them have been to Kenya? So Naomi has been around for a while. She's been coming and going over the years. She takes pictures, she posts, and people are furious. They're saying, why not a Kenyan? Why not give it to Lupita? Why not give it to Elsa? And why not give it to the very many others? Why not give it to the super engineer Olunga? Like, he's been making us proud out there. And question is, who even said Lupita is free? Like, did anyone actually tweet Lupita and be like, do you want this gig? Lupita didn't offer. Lupita doesn't have to. Probably she doesn't need to. She has her own thing she's doing. Even Anyang Nyong'o doesn't use his own daughter to market Kenya. We had some guys like Mukisa Kitui, and he brought that UNCTAD conference to Kenya like 2 years ago. And he brought guys who'd come maybe stay in the Ole Serenis and what is the name? This hotel. This big one. What is its name? Kempinski. They came, they stayed there for the conference, they brought business, but then they left. From the guys that came, the business that came with that conference, maybe 10-20% actually stayed to just go visit other places in Kenya. So now we have a big celebrity who's actually in that industry, the tour industry, you know, that social industry, and she's offering to help. And I know hakuna kitu ya bure, like there has to be some incentive she's getting. I'm not saying it's all free. I'm saying, based on the budget that we have compared to other countries who are really trying to market themselves, you know, Kenya is a corrupt country. We know half the money disappears before hata ifike kwenye inaenda kufanya. So, based on the money that we have and our budget, getting Naomi to market Kenya for us out there is a steal, and you people need to recognize that it's like a big steal. And this gig is a gig that we're supposed to get Kenya noticed, like the tour as a tour destination. So you're really not telling me go give it to somebody who's already in Kenya. Like, if you have a bigger international reach, well and good, we could call up Eddie Gathegi and be like, you're Kenyan, stop this as well. But this is not about patriotism, this is about how much can we afford them? Are they free? Do they have the time? Do they have to the time? Like, I see Arsenal players go to visit Rwanda like once a year or twice a year, play with the gorillas and stuff, and then come back. So, do they have the time? Sorry. Does this person have the time to come and start doing like Eve D'Souza with her travel diaries and go around the country and start taking pictures and sending them to her friends, getting the Kardashians to come and whoever else is her friend, who just know Tyra won't come, but everybody else will come. See? So Naomi is doing us a big favor and you should be grateful for that. Whatever details, the underlying details in there, in the contract or whatever, I don't know. But she has a very big reach and we should appreciate it. And granted, this is not a one-person position. If you feel like you are Kenyan and you have a big reach, by all means, go ahead. Market Kenya. Nobody is stopping you. She is not getting paid. You're not getting paid. If you guys want Lupita to be the ambassador, call her up, tweet her, text her, bombard her social with info. Tell her, please come market Kenya. This position is not just for one person. This is not like the president. We can have 10 people marketing Kenya out there. So if you guys want Lupita, call her. If she's free, if she's willing to do it, we'll have Naomi and Lupita marketing. They don't even have to work together. I saw ads for Pepsi that had LeBron, that had Kobe Bryant, and they had Messi in the same ad. So why would you tell me we can't have 2, 3, 5, 10 people? If you want Lupita, if you want Elsa, call them. We'll have 6 of them marketing Kenya. You can market Kenya. Your mother can market Kenya. Anybody can. Stop bashing Naomi for offering and Balala, because I don't even like Balala. But on this thing, kudos to him. He really did a good job on getting Naomi to accept being called Magical Kenya's ambassador. So yeah, that was a big deal. We appreciate it. I, as a Kenyan, appreciate it. I don't see a need to bash Naomi. She's done nothing wrong to us. She's just helping out. Whether she's getting compensation, if there's some corruption behind there, somebody please point it out and then we can revisit the issue. But as for right now, those of you who want Kipchoge to continue, please call Kipchoge. He will do it if he has the time. Please call Lupita. She is our child. She will do it. Please call Elsa. You yourself go, you take pictures at Masai Mara, put hashtag CNN, put hashtag travel diaries, put hashtag all these things, get it out there, post it under Beyonce's page, post it under Rihanna's page. I am sure they will see it and one of them will want to come. Be your country's ambassador. Stop bashing those who are trying to actually get it, the message out there. That's my 2 cents on it. Let me now go plan an interview with someone else and see what they have to say in regards to this whole issue. So on that note, cheers, people. Okay, so we were given... No, listen. We were given by Balala Naomi, Zawa, as our ambassador. I don't even know how much she's charging, whether it's free. But rumor has it is that she's doing it for out of love for Kenya. But I know kunaga cha bure dunia, so there has to be something else. Anyway, so what is your problem with Naomi?
Okay, first of all, I do not have a problem with her. The things that were going through my mind was like, actually when I posted, I got the same feedback. And I was like, okay, so you're the only person who thinks different about this whole thing. I admire her as a person, as a model, as much as I've not met her yet, hopefully. But the things that go through my mind is, why not a Kenyan? I mean, can we get the same opportunities when we go out there?
But we had a Kenyan. See, he had Kemboi. See, he was the tourism ambassador for the previous year.
Why not have a Kenyan representing Kenya?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. They would have I would not expect you to go represent like Australia and
if
like
I am
an
big
ambassador
enough worldwide.
And yes, you're
wait,
big enough worldwide,
wait,
but
wait.
Kuna
people like Lupita.
A touch of...
Listen, people like Lupita are Kenyan, yeah? She's the ambassador, is it Lancome or something? So Lancome is a French company, if I'm not wrong. So why did they not give a French person that one?
Wow. Okay.
Why did they give that to a Kenyan? Because it's about outreach. It's not really about being Kenyan. It's about outreach. It's about the number of people that view your posts. Case in point, let me ask you something. Do you have a problem with Rwanda using Arsenal? Why couldn't they use their local Gor Mahia team to be brand ambassadors for the new? Every person in the world, including Hamilton, who are Arsenal fans, they wear jerseys, Arsenal jerseys that have visit Rwanda. Like somebody in Russia who's never heard of Rwanda has a jersey written visit Rwanda. That is like magical Kenya for Rwanda. Do you have a problem with that? That is outreach. No. They use the big outreach that Arsenal has to get the message of visit Rwanda out there. So us, we pick somebody who's a supermodel and who has a very, like, I saw her red card or something and she's gotten like 5 billion views all over the world.
Yeah.
Now, why wouldn't we use somebody like that if they offered?
I think there are two ways to look at it. Well, it would be a great opportunity because, first of all, it's already trending. So it's already trending. Just the fact that it's Naomi Campbell for Kenya.
You see, that was the idea. There's like some random British person. These people, we know these people don't even look at the atlas. So some of them think Africa is just a country.
Yeah.
So some British person somewhere in the north like side of it has seen
Kenya.
So they are now on the atlas checking out where Kenya is.
Yeah.
Because of just 3 days that she's been the ambassador. Now imagine what she can do for a whole year. Would we have found better people? Probably yes. We'd have found other, like Rwanda did. I like the one they did with Arsenal. We could, like the SportPesa did with Formula One. There were people who'd never watched Formula One and then people were just like, kacha nikaone hiyo gari. You know, pale tukicheza PS, you'd see people like googling SportPesa just so that they can see what these cars at SportPesa or make a branding kama basi za Kenya mpya. Something like that. So it's the same. So we would have gotten better people, yes, but it's Naomi. If we had Beyonce, better, but then we can't afford her. So we get Naomi. Okay. So again, now that we have Toa Dio Moja, give me another reason why you don't want Naomi to be our mother. Why you think it's not a good idea?
It's not that I do not want her. I just, for me, it was shocking, rather.
No, you are saying we would not get a Kenyan. Do you think we can afford Lupita? Lupita is like hotcake right now. Do you think we can afford Lupita?
And it depends. It depends if have we tried? Have we tried? Considering she's a Kenyan,
there is something.
Have we tried?
But we tried with Kemboi.
Yeah.
And you know what we got with Kemboi? The majority of people who came to Kenya for tourism because of Kemboi were these guys' sports. They were coming only to Eldoret and Iten-8 because that's his brand. Most of the people who follow him
are into sports. Related.
Yeah, and mostly athletics. Mm-hmm. So we won't get anyone coming. Maybe they'll come to see Masai Mara, but they won't go to Watamu. You see, they won't go to Nyali, they won't go to Meru.
Oh yeah, they'll go to more
they'll
related
go,
sports.
Yeah, because Kemboi isn't advertising Watamu. Mm-hmm. But Naomi will get people to go to Watamu, she'll get people to go to Meru, she'll get people to go to Naivasha. Mm-hmm. Because those are the places she goes.
True.
So again, we already tried with a Kenyan. I'm not saying it didn't work. I'm just saying
it was in a
like
different platform,
different ad set. You're targeting different people this year. Mm-hmm. You see, like mm-hmm. when these guys did Randa did with Arsenal, they knew it's more of an outreach but it's more of sports fans. You see, so it's mostly people who watch football. Mm-hmm. So using Rwanda, using Arsenal. Means they really wouldn't get that bigger reach in places like Russia, China, Asia mostly, and America. They won't get more people from those sites because those people really don't watch that much football as compared to Europe. Mm-hmm. So they tried that one. In 3 years, once the deal is over, if they decide to revamp it, fine, but they can go somewhere else. You see?
Yeah.
Because if you want to get like Americans, you use basketball or movies or NFL. Mm. Can't call it football, that's nonsense. American football. So yeah. So they tried that different ad set with soccer, with Arsenal, and then now maybe in another 5 years they'll do something else. So for us, we did with Kemboi and we got athletics people, wow, and you'll come from Gyoku because of Corona, they mm-hmm. came because of Kemboi. Mm-hmm. Now we are trying something different. Now, me, I'm not seeing a problem with that at all.
It is not the problem, it's just
you just want it to be like here, like we find Calligraph Jones.
I would also appreciate, I would also appreciate if we would. Us as Kenyans would get also more opportunities mm-hmm. out there mm-hmm. when we, you know, when we try things, because you find we have brand ambassadors here mm-hmm. or people who have,
but we're not
rather influencers, right?
Yeah, we are not as big. Give me one influencer who's that big.
Okay.
Give me just one Kenyan influencer who's as big, and I'm not saying that you have a million followers. I'm saying you have a million followers worldwide. Like people who matter. Mm-hmm. It's not just having a million followers. If Zuckerberg is following you, then that's worth more than having a follow from Mugabe or something like that. So mm-hmm. it depends who is following you.
True.
It's Naomi has people who like to travel.
Yes.
It's models. It's people
of different kind of social class.
Yeah. It's people who want to travel, who want to do what she's doing, who want to go places that are beautiful.
And who actually just follow her.
Yeah. It's people who want to come take pictures and stuff. Those are the people who follow her. Mm-hmm. But people who want to take beautiful pictures do not follow Kemboi. Those ones are the ones who follow when they want to see nice Nike shoes. They want to see cars because he's getting cars with adjustments. Mm-hmm. They want to see stadiums because that's where he goes to race and stuff. But people who follow Naomi, on the other hand, there are people who want to go to like Watamu on the beach there and take nice sexy pictures or Photoshop themselves on Watamu because they can't afford it. Come to Olesereni, go to Mayan. I'm saying places I know. Go eat at the tribe. Stuff like that. So for me, I'm really not seeing a downside. Unless you tell me we are paying her exorbitant amounts of money, because
now that we're not so sure about.
Now they haven't.
Maybe it's not disclosed.
Because I know it's not free, and maybe we are giving her free access to like going all around. Because if D'Souza did something like this, she had a show at some point when she was going around, and it just made local tourism better, but it didn't bring in international visitors. You see, and we are looking for those guys to start coming back.
Again,
I want you to tell me.
Oh my gosh.
Unless it is a financial bit, what is the problem with having Naomi? If we are paying her like we paid Chris Brown, then that is wrong. But if we are simply paying her an not even enviable amount, just a reasonable amount, what is the problem?
Okay. Let's see how that goes. Let's see how that goes. Because,
yeah, of course, no. You're...
The positive side of it is this will be new for us as Kenyans. And, it is actually, it seems promising, considering the fact that she's quite an influencer. So I'm hoping that maybe the next, maybe 1 year, 2 years to come, even after maybe the contract is done, and probably the contract is maybe for 1 year or 2 years or whatever, but even after that, Kenya will be recognized as a great tourism attraction in one way or another. Then, yeah, we'll look back and be like, okay, that was not such a bad idea. And we would be more confident in doing something like that. But considering the fact that this is also new and people didn't quite expect it, it is more of like... weighing the options. Not that it's a bad idea, but just trying to look at it.
That's let me put it like this. People are asking why didn't we give it to Lupita? Now I'm asking.
Maybe we didn't even try.
Yes. Did we even look for Lupita?
Exactly.
Like, is she even free?
We didn't even try. There's no effort of like, we tried this and Lupita was like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah,
we didn't try.
But here's the thing. I'm saying this. Do we know that Lupita is free? She probably isn't.
Or maybe she's engaged with other things, or maybe she might not.
Yeah, plus people are using patriotism as the reason, as in we should be giving it to Kenyans, blah, blah, blah. I would love for it to be given to a Kenyan, yes.
Me too.
We can't hold Lupita to those standards simply because she is Kenyan. Now we expect that if she gets called up, she has to say yes.
Yeah, I understand. That is what I'm saying.
We did not bring it. We can't say like
we brought it up to her attention.
Plus, Kenya was not looking for somebody, like they were not looking for somebody to be a brand ambassador. These two people literally bumped into each other somewhere and the conversation started like,
they're great.
It's like, you know, you're going somewhere and some idea pops in and you're like, let's run with it. So again, here's how it goes. Lupita is there. Naomi is there, doing the same thing she's been doing all this time. She always comes. It's not her first time. She always comes. So she comes here and she bumps into our nice Balala there. They do like a 30-minute conversation. Why not? Yeah, lakini sasa juu ni dili haraka haraka usini charge sana. Ati, of course. Kazi inaisha hapa. Tunamaliza. It's not like now he goes like, this is an idea. Let me start looking for kina Kayange and kina Injera and kina Lupita. No. If we want Lupita, we can still get both of them. Makunapa ni meandiko, we only have to get one.
Yeah,
they have a different reach.
But no, we can't work with two people.
We can. What is the problem? No, okay. If you tweet, come to Kenya, and I tweet, come to Kenya, tumeharibu wapi?
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
tumeharibu wapi hivi? Actually,
makes sense because I've seen that with other,
yeah,
with other brands whereby they find like two comedians or two different personality people and they just push the brand.
But these shoe brands that always do adverts, like Pepsi. I've seen a Pepsi advert that had Kobe Bryant and it had Messi.
Okay.
On the same advert. Now, why are you telling me then, we can't?
No, it's doable.
No, we can even have all of them. We can have Kipchoge. We can have, we can have Kipchoge. We can have, what is the other name? We can have Naomi and we can have Lupita.
Yeah.
So, but Lupita and Naomi serve kind of the same brand, but either way, find someone else. Yule mwingine mlimwaribu ule alikuwa anacheza NFL Odongo something, so you can't use that one. But yeah, some whoever, this our Kikuyu actor Eddie Gathegi, the American one. Yes, you can even give him an opportunity to, but no, his brand, I guess take him shabia. But it's not that big, but yeah, it's bigger than most.
But well,
yeah,
he's quite good.
Yeah, he as an actor is amazing. I'm saying his brand, like his outreach, it's not as big as Lupita's.
True.
But yeah, we can. Nobody is stopping us from having all three. Sijikwa ni watu wanaka ni kaini kiti ya president atisa tumepatia mtu mmoja. If you people want Lupita, please by all means call Lupita. Call her father and her mother, wamongeleshe, wamuingize box.
Kama but it doesn't have to be like, faba, yeah, it's just hard to box, decide. Because hata akikata, it is not, we're not supposed to like take it personally. Because maybe...
Yeah, it's a risk that she does. I would tell her it's a risk that she like, shouldn't be taking.
I'm not for the idea at this particular time. So hakuna haja niingie into something then I feel like I'm not really for it right now. So I would not want to put myself in the spotlight then.
Yes, I'm going down just easier to
so it's just easy to, for me to say no. And not because I would not want to or I don't support the idea, just that I'm not for the idea in a good way. Then let's just see how things go.
So I convinced you now. So now there is no problem with Naomi being our brand ambassador.
I didn't have a problem. No, I didn't have a problem. I think for me, the moment I read it, I was like,
"No, you had a problem. Yes,
no, that was the first thing that came to mind.
Exactly.
And then, not that it was just a bad idea, but it was more like a shocker. And so like, Connie, you don't have Kenyans, you can do this.
Yeah, but you don't need a Kenyan to market Kenya outside. Like, you're trying to get somebody, it's like, we should even be looking for people like Justin Bieber, these Beliebers. Get Rihanna as well to come and then
for Justin Bieber, I wouldn't feel like.
Yeah,
like,
fine.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I would just be like, what are we doing?
I'm just saying the idea is to get somebody
with more influence.
Worldwide reach.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you there is things you don't know about some very many countries. And your favorite celebrity asking you to check them out will actually get you to check them out. These people who think Kenya is a continent, Africa is a country. You know,
yeah,
stuff
true.
These people,
because I will like actually that, make people open
so
and realize, so there's Kenya and there's and this is what is actually happening in Kenya, and they would
just Naomi being announced as brand ambassador for Magical Kenya was on CNN within like 4 hours and on BBC within like 6 hours and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that shows you how big that kind of news is. If they had given that to my darling Sheila Mwanyiga, who I love. They had given that, it wouldn't have been on BBC. Unless now we'd have to push it like, yo, BBC, have you seen we've given Sheila Mwanyiga? Do you think you can run with this story? We'd have to ask them. You know, now
but this one is like,
it.
They are
but
actually looking
the
for that.
They're like, let's check it out. Let's check it out. What is the deal? How you see, it's just like, because that's her reach already. That's what I'm talking about. So why? She's not taking elephants back. She's not coming and picking some rhinos and changing the name. She's not doing anything. She's literally maybe getting some freebies and she's being told to bring your family, and she's being told you can come like the way Arsenal do twice a year. They go to Rwanda to play with the gorillas and stuff for free. You see, the way SportPesa were doing, bringing Akina Everton to play in Kenya for free. Mm-hmm. You know, they are not charging us to go to the stadium and to Tanzania. It's stuff like that. Those are the only things they are getting. Other than that, so whether we are paying her, I'm just saying, look at the financial side. If it makes sense then on how much we are paying her according to the Magical Kenya budget, then if it makes sense, then I don't see the problem. Now, if people are finding corruption on that end, sour.
But for not really being, corruption. But I for think it for me, being I didn't Naomi, go with the whole idea of corruption.
No, yeah, but like, for it simply being at it, Naomi, then we're not seeing a problem at all. I actually love it. I like the idea.
Okay.
Because now people are even bringing Tyra into the conversation because they have that cup if they had. They're saying some things after Ikitua. It's. So yeah. So have I convinced you? Naomi is a good idea. But it's not a bad idea.
I feel convinced. But I also feel attacked.
No, I told you.
So I feel attacked because
I don't see why Naomi is a problem. No, it's a blessing. Like, she's doing us a favor. She didn't have to. She could just as easily come to Kenya all day like she's been doing. You know, now I'm even looking like somebody should start tweeting Shakira or J-Lo and be like, oh yes, yata nyinyi mkuji, yata nyinyi msaidia hii mambo, watu hawakuji Kenya sana. You know, stuff like that. I feel like we should be asking them to come and post that they're in Kenya. No, see, was kuja ile like Ellen chini ya maji.
Oh yeah, like and you stayed you for the whole don't month. Don't even realize they're here. Yeah. But like they're actually here and they're...
Come and tell people.
Everyone knows about it.
Yeah, tutakupatia kaproti mahali or something. Uhuru wako na nyingi. You know, like Eto, every time he comes to Kenya, he's always tweeting and stuff. He's always just posting that he's in Kenya and he loves Kenya and he loves being around and loves playing football here. He hosts tournaments here. You know, stuff like that. Ivo tu. People now know about Senegal because of Akon, because of all the things that he does there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying they're not asking us for much. And it helps with tourism, especially today, the kind of beating tourism has taken in 2020. We could use all the help we can get. Like, Tracy Morgan, even Takaha, he's not done comedy in like 20 years. Mm-hmm. Even if he wants to tweet about Kenya and say he's coming, please. There's people who googled Kenya just because La Casa has somebody called Nairobi. I think I actually love that. Yeah, I think I like Nairobi.
But actually, after that, that's when people are like, oh, okay. Yeah, so there's Nairobi.
You see how
Nairobi.
Desperate we are. Just to be mentioned anywhere, we are like Sense8 when they did that scene.
Ah, same. Just like a small scene
exactly.
In Nairobi.
We're so excited. Stuff like that because we know the exposure it will get us.
Yeah,
and now for once you're getting somebody who's proudly not even hiding behind a movie, who's just
proudly
representing going
Kenya.
Like,
okay, convinced.
So balala fanya kazi mzuri sana. I'm very happy for that. Everybody else, and it was just okay. People have a right to share their opinions and stuff, but I just feel like they should have gotten deeper into the matter before. Like, because on Twitter, people bash that thing so much and it didn't make sense. And I get, why not Kenyans, why not Nini, but like, just think, no, go about it and see. There's some benefit, like, do that to a list, pros and cons. Give me the cons of having Naomi there. Has it affected any other Kenyan? Kuna Mkenya alikuwa na vie for that position akanyimwa, like, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
If not, then why are we complaining? It's an open thingy there. You can start your own Twitter account today and start advertising Kenya all over the world, get a reach of 200 million followers, or whatever followers she has, whether it's 1.2 or 2 million followers, in that demographic that we're looking for, then come and tell Balala, I have these people, and I want
to be the one.
Yes, to be, yes, and people will, if they are okay with it,
then we go with
it. You see, if we, let me tell you, if we, when we had, what is his name, Mokisa Kitui, when he became the director of UNCTAD, or whatever it's called, he brought that conference to Kenya that time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, perfect, you see, because now his brand is business people, it's countries, it's stuff like that. So we got marketing,
mm-hmm.
you see. But
yeah.
places like Naivasha or places like Mombasa didn't really benefit from those guys who came for the conferences because they were staying in Nairobi. They were coming to Ole Sereni, they were coming to the tribe, they were coming to Villa Rosa. That's mm-hmm. where they were staying, you see.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, they got to see Kidogo Kenya mwenye alikaka like a week, but it helped Harper.
Mostly Nairobi.
Just Nairobi. Yeah. It didn't get everyone else around to, you see. So mm-hmm. that's the demographic that Mukisa Kitui brings to Kenya.
Yeah.
Larry Madowo also gave us something else different, the demographic that he has.
Yes.
And then now Naomi is bringing the kind of demographic that will come waste time in Kenya. The ones that we want, mm-hmm. the ones who will come spend money.
Yeah.
Not rich people, just
people will come explore.
And yes, people will just come, even if it is on a budget, they'll at least come and sit on a beach and take photos and kunywa soda mbili.
Mm-hmm.
At least when they fly here, wamelipa taxes somewhere,
mm-hmm.
they've paid gate fees at Nini Savo National Park, they've gone to Oljogi and Olpajeta. They've done all that. Hiyo imetosha for now. They will stay at a hotel. Hawana relatives huko ati watalala kwa nyumba. So if they could, they wangeka. They'll take Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of demographic yenye iliumia mostly. Villa Rosa didn't really get hurt much with the pandemic as compared
yeah.
to
True.
That person who was running an Airbnb or that hotel in Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones Naomi will attach the idea to Jaza.
Really back to life.
So you see, to go to sawa. If you want to bring in, just call Mukisa Kitui and tell him bring another conference. Then call Lupita and ask them to bring, come do a premiere for a movie here. That lete, now Wakanda died, so who else? Akina Michael B. Jordan and the rest are lete huku. And then call which other one? Kipchoge. Ambia kuje na watu wake. Who else do we have? Call Origi, alete watu wa football. And then call Olunga, atulete watu wa Qatar na wa China. Watakuja wote. We're not paying them much.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but Naomi is perfect for the job. So for me, as much as I don't really like Balala. That was from Kibaki era Balala, not Uhuru era Balala. So, no! I've forgotten my issue with Balala. It was with the rhinos. Was it the rhinos or was it the elephants that died? When he was moved. But anyway, that aside, and this one issue, I have no problem with it. Yes.
Well, let's see.
So, oh, kasawa na iyo.